The government's Better Access Initiative has been in place for 15 years. But is it the most effective scheme to support the mental health of Australians? The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg investigates.
Jodie Gale is a practicing psychotherapist and therapeutic counsellor. She believes that the government's Better Access rebate isn't the best way to support Australians struggling with mental health and has concerns with the initiative.
When you access the Medicare Better Access scheme, you have to have a diagnosis. And to do that, they use the DSM. So what happens is you might go feeling, say, for example, depressed. In order to get the Medicare rebate and to get a referral to a psychologist, you have to be diagnosed with, say, for example, depression. Now, what we know as therapists who work outside of this scheme, there's many reasons why people feel depressed. For some people, it could be an existential crisis. So they're being diagnosed as having a mental illness or a mental disorder. So people are being diagnosed with supposed mental illnesses when often as well, things like depression, anxiety, disordered eating are a response to early childhood trauma. And so what's happening is they're being looked at a surface level, at the symptoms, and we are not looking at the underlying causes and working with those underlying causes.
But despite Jodie's concerns, Dr. Di Stroh, President of the Psychotherapy and Counselling Federation of Australia, believes that the Better Access Initiative is an effective way of providing Australians with mental health support.
Absolutely it is. And our colleagues, psychologists in the mental health arena, work very effectively with patients with mental health plans. And I'm all about counsellors and psychotherapists joining them with access to the Medicare so that my colleagues can also offer some similar opportunity for people to come to counselling, for people to come to psychotherapy and pay a lesser fee. And because they're paying a lesser fee, be able to come sooner or earlier than they might otherwise.
PACFA is currently advocating for the government to officially recognise psychotherapists and counsellors so they can practice under the Medicare rebate. Dr. Stowe believes that the merging of psychotherapists and counsellors with psychologists will create a better quality of mental health support in Australia. However, Jodie Gale is not convinced that she, as a psychotherapist, would want to practice under the rebate.
I'm for and against psychotherapists and counsellors being part of the rebate. From a client's perspective, I think every person suffering should be able to choose the therapist of their choice and the modality of their choice. The Australian Journal of Psychiatry studied the Medicare Better Access Scheme and they found that it had no detectable effect on the prevalence of very high psychological distress or the suicide rate in Australia. So something is fundamentally not working in this system. My gut feeling is that it's a limitation of the style of therapy, the number of sessions. They are not trained to work at depth and in long-term therapy, the psychologists that are providing that. So it's useful, but I don't think the government are getting the best out of their money there. They really need people who are trained to work at depth and long term, which are therapeutic counsellors and psychotherapists. On the other hand, as someone who works as a psychotherapist, in order to do that, I would have to adhere to the medical model and I would have to diagnose people with mental disorders. And a lot of psychotherapists have a reluctancy to do that because we don't always agree with that model.
Despite the pros and cons of the current initiative, PACFA is eager to be recognised under the government scheme.
That would just be amazing for the people of Australia because we are all about the mental health of the country, and especially in these times, it would just be really wonderful for people to seek mental health support around issues, say grief and loss, stress, job loss, anxiety, depression. It would allow people to get in earlier and get support before their perhaps difficulties, could I say, become more significant.
The Better Access Initiative was introduced to the Australian public in 2006 and through the years has undergone some changes, including the doubling of rebated appointments during COVID times. However, Jodie believes that the initiative is perhaps past its time and has other ideas on how to better support the mental health of Australians.
I personally would like to see that scrapped, the whole Better Access scheme. I would personally think that the people who need the rebate most would benefit from that money being put into services where those services then employ counsellors, psychotherapists, psychologists, social workers. The way it is at the moment, I just don't see that anyone really is getting the best out of this.
But Dr. Stowe would disagree.
I don't think that the Better Access should be scrapped. I think there are lots of creative ways over and above Medicare that counsellors and psychotherapists could also offer their services.
It's a complex situation, with many compelling factors on each side. Jodie's concerns with the rebate show in many ways how the initiative may ultimately be letting Australians down.
When people are referred from their GP, they're extremely limited in who they can actually see to get help. And the main modality that is required to get the rebate is cognitive behavioural therapy. If the client doesn't respond to CBT, which the majority of people don't long term, it's kind of what we call revolving door syndrome. So the people go and have their 10 or 20 sessions a year, they don't pay for any kind of therapy in between, and then they get their next 10 or 20 the following year, and it's kind of like going in and out of this door and never really getting to the root of the problem.
But despite these concerns, PACFA continues to hold the belief it would be in the best interest of Australia's mental health that the Better Access Scheme continues, and for psychotherapists and counsellors to be recognised under the rebate.
Counsellors and psychotherapists have a great deal to offer the country, and now is absolutely the right time for counsellors and psychotherapists to be provided Medicare item numbers so that they can get to work for the great good of our country.
Dr. Di Stowe, President of the Psychotherapy and Counselling Federation of Australia, speaking with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.